Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. It's 6:32, and this is the regular meeting of the Derby Housing Authority scheduled for November 5th, 2025 at 6:30. So we're starting at 6:32, and I call the meeting to order and ask everyone to stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, I'm going to call roll. Bob Lisi?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco, I'm here. We have a quorum. Additions, deletions, and corrections. Khalid, I think we have one, right?
Yes, I would like to just ask to make an addition to make commissioner-sponsored purchase for the Housing Authority. Approved, I should
so
say.
We'll add up
approved.
As B under new business, commissioner-approved purchase. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion for B under new business, the addition.
I
thank
second.
You. Is there a second? Thank
I
you, Loretta.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Loretta.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. So we will go to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Yes.
Okay, Joyce.
I don't have the agenda. I don't have any agenda in front of me, so I don't know what's on the agenda, but I wanted to know, when are they going to do the next radon test like they did 2 years ago in December? When do they start doing that?
We're actually going to discuss the next step later today in this meeting, and then we'll have a better timeline to give you after that. Ms. Palmer.
Okay.
We have one more, like, one more sort of like vendor thing that has to happen, but we'll discuss that today and you'll have an answer.
Yeah. It's under old business, item number B.
Okay. In Joan Kaiser's newsletter, the recent newsletter, I wanted to ask you people, she mentioned that the smoking policy was 30 feet from the building. They always said 50 feet. Is that a mistake or what? Or did they change that?
I don't know the exact number, but as you are well aware, you know that smoking is not supposed to be done on the premises. So I.
Right. I just wondered if they changed that or.
No, it's exactly what you understand it to be. It may have been a typo. That's not really that, you know. Glaring at the moment.
I see.
Yes.
Now,
I think it's still 15, but it wouldn't be a bad idea at some point to talk about moving it back, because I honestly would like to enforce no smoking on premise.
Correct.
Right. I wanted to know, can't someone or they do something like have somebody or other people walk around checking the property like they did that years ago, I understand, like to see anything wrong or you know, anything going on.
Ms. Palmer, you and I just spoke today about me being on the property. So what does that mean?
I saw you
doing laps around the property. So what are you talking about?
No, I don't. We didn't talk about that. I happen to see you.
We didn't talk about
I
me being at CC Manor today?
Yes, but I mean, like,
oh, okay.
let's say when the maintenance man or when somebody's there, I know they said years ago, somebody named Bob used to walk the property. But I mean, I know that Joan Kaiser the other day said when she was handing out the newsletter, she noticed, I don't know what buildings or what building was, she saw several people that were smoking outside that were, you know, close to the buildings. And somebody even had an ashtray full of cigarettes out on the table by the, you know. So, I mean, that's something like she was good.
That's
with,
something that you saw yourself in.
That she noticed.
Oh, okay. So that's not really.
No, not me.
Okay.
I mean, she did. she did, but I mean, that's
yeah,
good.
So me
that's
and my
good
resident
have somebody
health,
like
me
that.
And my resident service coordinator are in communication, so she did let me know that. But that had nothing to do with anything near your property, correct?
No, but
oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's good
just
that you have somebody like that coming around once in a while. It's too bad, you know, somebody doesn't like take a walk through or more often.
We have
Just,
very
you know,
limited
see anything
staff,
going
as
on.
You also know.
Yeah.
Joyce, I think that if the maintenance guys weren't so busy, it might be something they can do. But I know that there's not enough staff in the office for Khalid to do it every day. I mean, you know, things happen in the blink of an eye. Nobody can walk through every 10 minutes. And that's why the best thing to do is if you see something, then you call it into the office, you report what unit, you report what you saw, and let it get dealt with. I'm hoping that the day will come when we can have somebody walking through a couple of times, but that to me would be like a security position. We don't have funding for security.
Yeah. Well, you still have on the side going up West 4th Street, a no trespassing sign on the brick building there, like where I live on the side. And I want to know, I mean, if a person is not supposed to be living here, can't they get that person for trespassing? If they're not supposed to be here.
I don't think that staff always catches them. You may see them because you live there 24/7. We don't always see them.
Right, but I mean, if somebody reports it, I mean, you know, somebody's not supposed to be living there, can't they get them on that since the sign is up?
I suppose if you can catch them in the house.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm finished for now.
Okay, is there anyone else from the public portion who wishes to speak? Is there anyone else from the public portion who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak for the third time? All right, hearing none, we'll go to approval of minutes. There are none at this point, so we're going to go to old business. And Maria, this is your turn to shine.
All right. Thank you. Hello, everyone.
You're welcome.
Hi. So not a whole lot to report. You know, as you know, the government is still in a shutdown status. Mm-hmm. We're hoping, I sat in one of the sessions this afternoon. We're hoping that, you know, within another week or so, they will open up the government again. And then that way we could get a lot of our questions answered. We have some other housing authorities that are in a shortfall. As you know, Derby was at one point in a shortfall with funding, and they're no longer in that status. You know, that's great news. So we don't have to worry about December funding. and then the other thing is that HUD put out their fair market rents. So we're in the process of analyzing and setting the payment standards. So, and it would appear that, you know, we have to set it between that 90% and 110% of the FMR in setting that payment standard.
Okay.
And I think Derby's still going to be okay at 110, not unless you want us to consider a lower rate, a lower percentage for setting those payment standards.
No, I think 110 would be okay. Commissioners, what do you think?
We don't have to decide that now, though, do we, Maria? Can we?
No, and what I'm going to do is that I'm going to script it out, and then I'll send it to you, and that way, you know, you can make a determination. So I'll do it like at 105% and then 110%. And I think between that percentage, then, and we could do 107%. But that way you could see, you know, that amount. And what we always need to be careful is that you can't have more than 40% of participants in each of the bedroom sizes pay more than the 40% of their income towards their rent. And that's not the case with Derby. So, you're still in a good position here.
So we could put that
Okay,
on
good.
December's agenda, Maria, and you'd be fine. Okay, thank you.
Though they're
Okay.
effective for January 1, because we had to do it within a 90-day period. So and that's fine, because what'll end up happening is that we won't do the lock-ins. It's technical stuff here. So we'll just go back, because we've already started to work with, January recertification folks. But that's fine. It historically, that's what ends up happening. So it's like no big deal. So yes,
Thank you.
so December works just fine. And
Okay.
your meetings are always in the beginning of December. Then the other thing that we're doing is that we're streamlining a lot of the processes here, just in our accounting division. It was we were using some antiquated ways of doing things, and there's a lot more constraints on the three people that actually do the accounting part of it. And so you're going to see a different type of a different format for the invoicing. All the backup is still there, but it's running the reports out of the system. And then the other thing that we're pushing for is direct deposit.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So we have the majority of the landlords that are signed up, and then the other part of it is that we're looking at like the cards that you could reloadable cards for the utility reimbursements for the program participants that receive utility reimbursement checks, or that they could do it through some sort of ACH type of a system. So, and everybody, the government has that for people that are on Social Security, the state. So it's nothing new that they wouldn't be able to manage, but just cutting on the paper like the physical paper checks that are going out, some of them get lost. Then people aren't cashing them, so it's creating a lot of extra steps and extra work here for us. And then we had, and it wasn't through Derby, but we got sued through one of those check cashing places because
Oh.
the person double dipped. So they deposited the check online, through their phone, and then they went to a cash place, a check cashing place, and they submitted it there for payment. So it avoids all of that. And we're pushing on our landlord portal, and some landlords from Derby have already signed up. So they're able to see in real time what's happening with their payment, any inspections, any requests that they have. That's another secure way of communicating with us, sending us paperwork, the 24-hour type of notices that we send. That way their payment is not delayed in any way. So more streamlining processes. So stay tuned.
Wonderful,
Yeah.
wonderful.
And
Thank you.
yeah, no, thank you.
Commissioners, any questions?
No, thank you, Maria.
You're
No,
welcome.
thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. So Maria, we'll talk to you in December. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. All righty. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Bye
Good
bye.
night.
Bye bye.
Okay, under old business, we are on update on radon asbestos remediation at CC Manor. So, Khalid, I will let you handle that.
Thank you. So the last step, we finally have our three electrician quotes for the last bit of work that has to get done. The power has to get run to the fans so that they are able to do the actual blowing of the radon for the mitigation. I've emailed the commissioners with the three proposals. And if we can vote on that tonight, I can give a call to the proper electrician in the morning, and hopefully we can get that finished up and we will be done with this very soon. I feel like I said it every month, but hopefully this is the month that it's true.
Okay. So we attached, COVID sent you three bids for, COVID, do you want to, so
absolutely.
We weren't told when these fans were put into place that they needed a certain kind of electrical system, correct?
That is correct.
And so we have to go out and go ahead.
Yes. We were, after the systems were installed, that is when the organization let us know that they were done and that we had to have an electrician come out, which I double checked with some of the commissioners who were familiar with the project. Didn't sound like any of us knew that that was a thing, but that's neither here nor there. We got the three quotes, that is what is the next work that has to get done. They have to have power run to the fans. Then the fans have to run for a full 7 days. The power pull is apparently not that much, but the actual work that has to be done is a little pricey. And I'm trying to locate my quotes right now.
Okay, so as you can see, COVID got three bids. Orocho was $19,285.78. And, where's his name? Oh, Bucks. Bucks is $15,500. And
then A preferred was $22,000.
Correct. Any discussion, commissioners?
Yeah, you know, Buck Electric, I happen to know his dad. He's a young kid who went to UConn, as a matter of fact, out of Emmett O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a, you know, very energetic. He's got a good reputation and works hard. So
he's actually relocating his business.
Anyway.
I'm sorry?
He's the lowest bidder anyway.
Which is why I like
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Significant.
And he's relocating to Derby. He's going into the old Dworkin. I think Dan Blissman bought that building, and they're going in as partners.
Yeah, well, that's great.
So,
do you need a?
I need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we award the electrical fees to Buck Electric.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. Very good. All right. So item C, vote and possible action on a raise for Khalid. Bob and I met with Khalid. We did a performance appraisal. We felt that he was working hard for us and was at a position he didn't get a raise at his 1 year, which was August, correct?
June.
Oh gosh, time flies. so I would make a motion that we give Khalid a raise. Bob, the dollar amount was
62.5, correct?
Okay.
Yes, correct.
All right. Any discussion on the motion, Loretta?
No, love that.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we give Khalid a raise effective immediately in the amount of $62.50. Do I have a second?
I second.
Discussion on the motion?
Linda, it's $62,500.
Right, $62,500.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm is sorry. That so can I you just it. Note can you just note for the record what the increase is? Because
what it was and what it's going to?
Yeah, I mean, so because
sure.
So for clarity of the record.
Sure. So I my introductory
it was 58.
Rate was, yes, 58,000 a year.
So it and would be a raise of 4,500.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So a motion was made and it was seconded. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. Vote and possible action on maintenance performance appraisals and raises. I didn't see any. Are they done, Khalid?
Yes, I was able to do them this week, and I can get you guys those before we make anything official.
Okay. That would be my preference, Loretta or Bob?
I agree.
Yes, I agree.
I'll scan those in okay. And have those emailed over for sure.
Okay. It'll probably end up having to be on December's agenda because I won't see it until the 21st.
That's fair. I'll let them know.
Okay. Very good. So a motion to table until December?
I'll make that motion to table till December.
I second.
A second. Thank you, Loretta. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Under new business, overtime approval for weekend maintenance, key box. Khalid, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because you and
Absolutely.
I haven't talked about it.
Mm-hmm. I need a little bit of extra time to go through my key box. When I started this position, it was kind of a mess, and the moving people in and out throughout the days, it's still quite a mess. I would like I would like maybe 3 days for the rest of this year that I can have the maintenance men come in with me on a Saturday. Obviously, I'm salaried. I don't need overtime approval. I'll just come in and do the time. But for them, I would appreciate if they got paid. And I need to literally inventory every key that I have to make sense of the key box. And I don't need it to become a safety issue down the line where I need to get in somewhere that I can't. So I just need I'm looking for a little bit of extra time approved to audit my key box, and also to the et cetera was I also need to do like a full maintenance inventory before the new year hits, so I know what I have before I start purchasing new things. So I'm looking for like a couple of hours, like maybe 3 Saturdays this year before the year ends.
I think okay. That's a very good
any
idea.
Yes, I do too.
So
all right.
I'll make that motion that we approve the overtime on weekend.
Second?
I second the motion.
All right. Discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
That's much appreciated. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure.
You're welcome.
And we're at item number 9, subsidized housing coordinator's report.
Perfect. That's me. Oh wait. Can we? Oh, we let's do the B. 8B, new business.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah. I had
correct.
An idea. I know, as Maria was saying, the government is shut down at the moment, and a lot of our residents are dependent on the SNAP program, which I believe has still not been funded for this month. We do have a little bit of extra money. I did the math. If I could get approved to use the company card for $2,500, I'd like to get each of our residents a $25 grocery card this month. I already did all the math. It's going to be, like I said, about $2,500. We have currently 99 residents. And it's just something I thought of since we have a little bit of extra money. And I know people's SNAP cards are not getting recharged this month.
Discussion, commissioners?
No.
Okay. I mean, we've never done it before. It's not something we can do, monthly.
Certainly, but I wouldn't expect that, no. But just extending circumstances and, Just a thought. No, just when you know I thought about it.
Discussion? Anybody? You like it? You don't like it? You want to think about it and table it until December?
Well, I probably won't bring it up back to, in December because hopefully people have their SNAP cards back on, but yeah. You know.
Loretti, your thoughts are people struggling? You live over there.
Yeah.
Well, some, but like a lot of people go to the different churches and then if mm-hmm. they don't use the stuff, we have a table at Steiger that we put any extra food that we get, cans and everything, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. macaroni, we put it on the table there. We have a table that we've always done at Steiger. And there
I
are more
that.
And more people. There are more and more people using it, though, now, taking advantage of what's on the table.
Okay. I haven't heard. The firemen usually do a Thanksgiving dinner. Now, I haven't heard anything.
They are.
No, we're still doing. We're doing that this year.
Oh, did somebody
we're
contact
doing it.
You?
We got a notice on our monthly newsletter, and I already talked to Mike. I talked to Mike on Election Day.
Okay.
And we're all set. He told me what to do for the, you know, we're going to do the same amount right now of 120, like, because I have to buy the napkins and silverware and stuff. So we're going to go through that. And he has a return date of the 15th of November because he had a problem trying to get in touch with a team, you know, because
okay.
he does team too. But he has a date of the 15th. So then he'll get in touch with me about the pies and everything.
Okay. All right. Very good. So is there a motion to go forward or to not? Do you want to skip the item?
It sounds like a skip. Right. That's okay. I was just suggesting something.
All right. So,
yeah.
Look, why don't we pass it this month? Let's see what happens with the government next month, coming into the Christmas season. If it seems like they're struggling this month and not able to get resources, we can raise it again next month. How about that?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make that in the form of a motion. So we will table this item until next month when we can assess the situation with the government and abilities for our residents to access food. Is there a second?
Second.
I second.
Any discussion on the matter? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Approved. Motion carries. Okay, so we'll table that. All right, Khalid, the rest of it is yours.
Awesome. Thank you. So like I said, I did notice we had a little bit of extra funds. We are moving people in quite, we're doing well with that. We have some people who are moving out, so our number is still stagnant of available units. I am looking for my paper right now. Hold on. Yeah, so we currently actually have no more available units because everything is in turnover, which is really good. I just lied. Mm-hmm. 24 Steiger is available. I keep getting denials for that, but we are still showing. We still have our 9 vacant units, but they are being worked on at the moment. We moved in 3 people last month, 4 people last month, which is good. And that's kind of all I really have. We haven't made any big purchases lately because we stocked up on stoves and refrigerators and floors already. I still invite you guys to come see one of the open units. Well, there's less open units now because I just filled 4 last week, but still, I still can show you 24 Steiger and what we're working on over at Lakeview as well anytime you guys want. I had one other thing I wanted to say. Like Maria said, we're working together on streamlining our payment process with Imagineers and us. So that'll be, you guys won't have a check for that next month. You'll see, I'll give you the paperwork that she provides me, though. We're going to switch to direct debit between us, like she said, with that card system. I'll have more information on that next month, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Any other discussion on anything? There's nothing left on the agenda except adjournment. 7:01, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion we adjourn at 7:02.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Thanks, no problem.
And I will see you when
Thank
I get
you.
Back.
Yes. You
You're
have
welcome.
A great vacation, Linda.
Yes.
Thank you. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving,
okay.
everybody.
Bye.
All right. Well, bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.